يا أرحم الراحمين. مفتي صاحب أحسن الجزاء. الله reward you abundantly, grant you afiyat and good health, and inshallah wishing you and your family Eidun Sa'idun for tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala accept your efforts. And to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar, to you, inshallah, as Mufti Sahib said, I have to be involved with the Eidgah in Ladysmith and lots of other activities, inshallah. So I'll take a break for tomorrow, but we will be back, inshallah, on Friday. Let me wish you from the bottom of my heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of you Alhamdulillah, Eidun Sa'idun, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. From my side, inshallah, Eidun Sa'idun to every Muslim brother and sister who is the listener of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar. May Allah accept all your du'as and all your ibadat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum wa salim.
There's a question here. I won't be attending Eid Salah. What should I perform? I'm the only male and two adult females at home.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm not sure where you are. If you are in some remote area or in some farm, where have you? Then obviously Quran Kareem states, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286. Allah has not burdened a person more than his ability, capability, capacity. But if you are such a person that you are living just on the town, on the periphery, on the outskirts and so forth, you go to shop, you go to job, you go to your work and so forth, and then you don't read Eid Salat, so that is not permissible then. So we should not be looking for excuses. It is a day Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Surah 2, verse 185, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, and you must complete the period, 29 days, 30 days of Ramadan. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, you should read the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, Allah granted you the greatest gift, the wealth of Iman, Islam, Hidayat, the Nur, Radiance, entering the inner recesses of our heart. And what is Eidul Fitr? وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, it is a day of gratitude and thankfulness. So we the men will go to the Eidgah, go to the Masajid, and offer the 2 rakat salat to thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is what we should take into consideration. So my advice to you, if you can go to shop and job and all that and leave the 2 females there, so why you can't go for Eid Salat? So we need to be honest in life, always remember that.
Sahab, what is a good wazifa for forgetfulness?
The greatest wazifa for forgetfulness is today is Wednesday. So tomorrow is Thursday, and Thursday night, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, open there the incident in Fazail al-Quran and so forth. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I learn, I forget. I need something to have a retentive, powerful memory. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told his beloved son-in-law, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar, in the 7th year of the Hijrah, during the month of Muharram. So nevertheless, on the night of Friday, so Thursday night, what we call tomorrow night, so after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime, you read 4 rakat salat. First rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan. Chapter number 44 of the Quran. 25th Supara, 25th Juz. Third rakat, you read Surah Fatiha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. So that is how the sequence is mentioned. And thereafter, the last rakat, Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. And thereafter, you make dua. If you know these 4 surahs, the heart in Salat, you don't know it, look inside the Quran Sharif and read it. And thereafter, read 2 rakat Salat and make dua. Sayyidina Ali came, and then Nabi alayhi salam told him the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Salatan aw Khamsan aw Sab'an. You must do it, O Ali, radiallahu anhu wa rida, for 3 consecutive weeks, or 5 weeks, or 7 weeks. After that he came, he said, Fama nasitu ba'd. I don't forget now. See, this is what we should do. Number 2 is this, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, who was born in Gaza al-Mubarakah in Palestine in the year 150. So remember that if you read Diwan al-Shafi'i, so there you will find the incident. Now listen to how beautiful it is. I, Muhammad bin Idris, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, went to my teacher Waqi bin Jarrah. Shakawtu ila Waqi in su'a hifzihi. I went to my teacher, beloved teacher, and Waqi bin Jarrah, and complained, my memory is getting weaker and weaker. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. So he told me, O Muhammad bin Idris, don't commit any sins. Try and stay away from all sins. شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ وَكِيٍ سُوَ حِفْظِي. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهِي. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُؤْتَى لِعَاصِي. So, in that case, he said, there's knowledge of Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Fiqh al-Islami, so all those divine sciences and knowledge, so remember, is nur, radiance, effulgence from Almighty Allah. And people who continue with their vices and sins, Allah deprives them of this knowledge. So Imam Shafi then, whatever we all human being, he started practicing, and you saw what a genius he became. He only lived for 54 years, but the legacy he left for the whole world, centuries have passed, we remember him every day. He was born in the year 150 in Ghazwa Mubarakah. After his father passed away at the age of 2, then remember, after the iddat of his beloved mother, they moved to Makkah. At the age of 7, he became Hafiz. At the age of 10, he ba'atat Mu'atta Malik. Wakana yudarrisu fil haram il Makki. At the age of 13, he was teaching people there in Haram Sharif. He was lecturer. At the age of 15, then this African ustad who became Hafiz Bahim, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Azwanji, so remember, gave him permission that now at the age of 15, wa ajaza lahu bil iftah, he gave him verbal permission, start issuing fatawa and verdict. In 204, he passes away in Cairo. We went to his grave Mubarak also. So 54 years, when he celebrated, student Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was asked, tell us about your honorable teacher, Ash-Shafi'i. He said, Ash-Shafi'i kashamsi li dunya, like how the sun rises and all of us take benefit from the light and brightness of the sun. The whole world, Muslim world, is taking benefit from Al-Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. So that our beloved Ustad Hafiz Dimalia, we were very young, I was the youngest guy. And you understand, and terrified. After you once met, you go around 4 or 5 times, you know, like that it was, yeah. So you must remember these things there. Yeah. So they used to tell us after Salat, you must read Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. So we, his boys, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever. So you'll see everyone after the Imam makes Salam, we place our right hand here on the forehead. Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. We all want sharpshoot memory, you know. So in that way, so try all that, greatest thing is stay away from all vices and sins.
Mufti Sahib, can Taraweeh be made in 4 rakats instead of 2 at the time?
Finish now, Taraweeh is history, brother. You must carry on with the geography. There's no Taraweeh now. Khalas now. Tonight is no Taraweeh. Today is Eid in 80-90% of the world. Tomorrow is Eid in South Africa and India, New Zealand and all this, Mauritius and so forth. So there's no Taraweeh. Khalasna is history. Next Taraweeh is 1446. So don't ask questions of Taraweeh. According to Hanafis only, it's permissible to read Taraweeh in fours. How you read your Sunnah Muakkada of Zuhur Salat, like that you read. But it's finished. There's no more Taraweeh now. Taraweeh is history. You carry on with the geography.
Mufti Sahib, should we lend our friends money because they may never pay back? What's your opinion on this?
Remember, before I answer that question, that this person asked about Taraweeh, so Allah put one thing in my head. Many of our brothers, sisters, South Africans, others, you understand, they started this Ramadan in Makkah Mukarramah, in Madinah Munawwara, in Masjid al-Aqsa, or in Dubai and so forth, where they started one day before us. But then yesterday also people came and they sent me messages, we're back in South Africa and so forth. So when they fast today, it will be day number 31 of their fast. So must you fast? Yes, you must fast. Allah sabilil ijtima. We can't have 28 days or 31 days in Islam. Remember that Allah sabilil ijtima collectively. But individual cases, it can happen like that today with time zones and all these things there. So remember, you travel continents and all that, and you know, different time zones. Myself, how many times it happened like that? So you must remember, all of you who started in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, Dubai, wherever, and you know you started one day early and you're now in South Africa, today you must fast. Never mind, it becomes 31, you must fast. That's compulsory upon you. So now, this brother, what was the question? Yeah, Maulana Salim Karim, the last question.
I want to, should we lend our friends money because they may never pay us back? What's your opinion?
So why you want to give him money? So unless you know he's a Muslim and is in dire straits and so forth and can't pay his rental, his water lights, he got no food. So you tell him you want a loan, take here's the loan. But you make intention of zakat. You tell him, take this money, it's ED for you. You see? So you made intention of zakat, and he, you tell him, it's ED present for you. So that's fine. But if the person that is well-to-do and so forth, but is bakhil, is makki, choose, conjuice, he'll take loan from this one, that one, all that, but he never pays back, so you mustn't give him money then. Because why such people there, you must remember, are abusing Islam and abusing the system and so forth. Quran Sharif teaches us in the noble Quran, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good to people and creation of Allah as Allah has conferred His bounties and favors upon you. So remember, but if people are taking undue advantage, so then you must not give them. So people like that take loans everywhere, they don't pay back, so they mufatiyas, what we'll call. So we must not give them then when they are well to do and rich and so forth.
Mr. Saab, I want to know where Dajjal will be born from.
So you're worried about Dajjal, my brother. So remember that the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Tamim. Do you know who's Tamim? In Masjid Nabawi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved masjid, the second greatest masjid mosque in the history of Islam. First is Masjidul Haram, Makkah Mukarrama, Baytullah and surroundings and so forth. And second is Al-Masjidul Nabawi. Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu came in the ninth year of the Hijrah. He used to sell lamps and lanterns. He came there in the darkness of the night. He entered Medina Munawwara. And thereafter what he did, that in Masjid Nabawi, he took one, two lamps and lantern, put one on that wall, one on this wall. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, came for Salat and saw these lamps and lanterns. So then Nabi Alayhi Salaam said, who placed this? The Master Alayhi Salaam's demise took place in the 11th year. This is 9th year. It means in the latter portion of the life of the Master Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they all pointed to Tamim. He, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was so pleased with him. He said, Ya Tamim, if hypothetically, argument's sake, I had another daughter, I would have given her to you in marriage. So see, so great lesson. Hadith now in Tirmidhi. I'm giving you this hadith that I'm mentioning now. Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and them were in a boat. Then the wind came and took them here and there, and they landed up in some island. And lo and behold, he met Dajjal. And everything. Dajjal was in shackles and chains and so forth. So Dajjal is born long time. This is already in Sahaba's time, remember. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time. And he asked him questions and so forth and so on and all. Then he, the same Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, came to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that, Ya Rasulullah, this incident occurred and happened. So Nabi alayhi salam said, yes, it's confirmed, it's true, what you are saying, it's verified, and so forth and so on. Then the Master alayhi salam taught us on various occasions, remember the hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai. me and you, as the ummatis and followers of the Master alayhi salam, every day in salat and out of salat. In salat, in the last portion of our salat, we read tashahud at-tahiyyat, we read durood sharif salawat. Now is dua, one dua, ta'awwadhu billahi min arba, is authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. So you must seek the protection of Almighty Allah. So for four things, I'll just mention one because time is going now very fast. So now, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, I seek protection from Masihid Dajjal. Masih. For Dajjal, Masih means Mamsuhatul Ain. Remember, his eyes are damaged. One is in, one is protruding out. For Isa alayhi salam, Masih means Masah. He would massage, rub the people, they would get cured. So that we must draw a distinction between the two. And then, Ad-Dajjal, the biggest deceiver he is. Like you can see the politicians. Majority of them are Aulad of Dajjal. You understand? How they lie. They tell us no load shedding. Next day load shedding comes. You understood? They ask Rajbansi. You know Rajbansi, he died. So they ask Rajbansi, what is the definition of politics? He said the definition of politics is to make the impossible possible. You see? That's the definition he made. You see in South Africa, crazy things happen. Zuma is back in action, you must remember. JZ all the way. When he won the, you know, in Polokwane, he came and they took out Thabo and Beki. We were in Hajj. That time there was no all WhatsApp and all it was SMS. So that time, our Salim Karim, that the messages were flying SMS. They say, now you mustn't say Jumma Mubarak, you must say Zuma Mubarak, you see. So that is how things work in South Africa. So you must remember this kind of thing there. But for us, what is of grave, grave concern? Hadith is sahih, authentic hadith, you must remember. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the rawi, the reporter. He says, I was walking with the Master alayhi salatu salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, Ya Abu Dharr, you must seek the protection of Dajjal. He's the biggest deceiver. But in my heart, I'm fearing for that fitna, which is worse than Dajjal. Worse than Dajjal. Which fitna is that? Fitna means calamity, trial, test. So which fitna is that, Ya Rasulullah? Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fitna of the ulama and the scholars for dollars and so forth. If the words in hadith, Musnad Ahmad, if you go to Musnad Ahmad, it works with the Ravi, with the reporters. So go see under the hadith of Abu Dharr, the hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. Ala imma al-mudillun. They themselves corrupted and they will lead others also on the wrong path. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us from all shayateen, shayateen al-insi wal-jin. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us from the imma mudillin and the imams and maulanas and sheikhs and muftis and whoever else corrupted themselves and they lead others also astray. And Allah protect us from the shurur of ourselves as well and the evil of our inner selves. We wish all of you, all the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba and Ansar Radio, and we must thank the Capital Group for all sponsoring all these programs. And we say, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Inshallah, tomorrow program goes on as normal, but we will start at 4 o'clock, and inshallah, we will have Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel till 4:30. 4:30, I'll come on. Junaid Mota and myself will be available. Till 5:15, 5:20, and that will be our Eid program for tomorrow and Friday, everything back to normal. Our Maha Salim Kareem and everybody will be back. Allah Jalla Wala bless you, Maha Salim Kareem. Allah, from our heart, we thank you. What was great sacrifices you, your family made. So taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. And I'm here in a masjid in Kumati, they waiting. I must finish up, so they're waiting for their lecture. Assalamu alaikum. And here in Kumatipur, we're having Eidgah tomorrow, 10 to 7, the lecture will start. And 7:15, opposite Kumatipur, Keshin Keri. Yeah, opposite Kapil Kumati Put Keshin Keri, Hafiz Ali Shop De Damat Barakatuhum. So there the Eidgah is there, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.